Wildlife. At the top of the shingle ridge at Slapton Sands grow several rare plants, including the viper's bugloss. This fabulously named flower throws up spikes of vivid blue blooms. It's also worth looking out for the yellow horned poppy. The name describes it well, and the horn part refers to its long curved seed pods. In spring, if you stand on the bridge, just outside the reserve entrance, you can look down into the waters and see thousands of fish. These roach, rudd and perch are massing here and spawning. There's a bewildering variety of wild birds on the nature reserve at Slapton Lee, coming in all kinds of shapes and sizes. Ideally, take along a pair of binoculars and an identification book, and a bit of patience will help you make the most of what's on offer here. Just after you enter the reserve from the road, there's a shelter on the left that contains a blackboard. This has recent sightings written on it, which will give you an idea of what's been about. Autumn and spring brings migrating birds pausing here as they pass through. Starlings roost in huge numbers in the reed bed, as do up to 20,000 swallows. Wildfowl on the Lee include pochard and golden iron tufted duck. You might also see widgeon, shoveler and gadwall here. The great crested grebe is a regal looking resident of the Lee. It has a long neck, a plumed head and a chestnut ruff framing its white face. The skin and feathers of the bird were once used in the millinery trade to decorate wealthy women's hats. As a result, the bird nearly became extinct. However, the grebe's plight led to the creation of the RSPB, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, and its numbers have since recovered. The booming call of the bittern is a sound rarely heard in England, but if you're lucky enough, you might see it or hear it here in the winter. It's a shy, sizeable bird that skulks around in the reeds where it hunts for fish. There's a chance that you might see another rare species here, the marsh harrier, as it glides above the reed beds. It's a large bird of prey with long dark wings and tail, and it hunts birds, mammals and even frogs. Reed beds are an uncommon and invaluable habitat. They're often their own worst enemies, and they tend to naturally dry out and die out over time. This makes maintaining them a challenging and sometimes costly job. The reeds here were once widely harvested for thatch, and areas are still cut every year. The reed beds here are visited in the summer by reed warblers. These small brown birds are able to cling to the vertical stems of the reeds. They build nests woven around these reed stems. You might also hear the Chetty's warbler. Its sudden loud peals of song come from dents inside the reeds or the scrub. Wild flowers can be found along the path here on the Lee, including primroses, celandines, bluebells and wild garlic. The spring and summer also brings out sprays of stitchwort and the blushing red campion. In the wet areas around the boardwalk grow miniature carpets of golden saxifrage, a plant with tiny yellow-green flowers at the centre of a little nest of leaves. Dwarfing these are the stands of hemlock water dropwort, a poisonous plant that produces white umbellas of flowers on tall stems and large parsley-like leaves.